Hello, and welcome to Mellow. I'm Chris, your host, and I'm so glad you're here with us tonight. If you're enjoying these peaceful moments with Mellow, please consider following us for more calming content. Is there a place or topic you'd like us to create content about? Let us know in the podcast comments. And now, let's get cozy. Let's begin by finding a comfortable position, whether you're lying down or sitting. Allow your body to settle into this moment of rest. Take a gentle breath in and slowly release it. Good. Now, let's release any tension you might be carrying, starting with your head. Feel the muscles in your forehead soften and smooth. Let your jaw relax, allowing it to drop slightly open. Move your attention to your neck. Feel those muscles lengthen and release, as if a gentle hand is smoothing away any tightness. Now your shoulders, let them drop away from your ears, melting down like warm honey. Feel the weight of the day sliding off your shoulders with each breath. Take another deep, calming breath in, filling your lungs with peace, and as you exhale, let go of anything you no longer need to carry. Perfect. Now let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, there lived an old man who loved to watch the ocean tides roll in from his stone cottage every afternoon. The sound of the waves would wash over him, as did the golden rays of sunlight that painted his weathered face with warmth. Today was not unlike most days, quiet, calm, but something was amiss. Every time he would try to drift into his afternoon slumber, he would hear his name whispered softly on the sea breeze. Over and over, the whisper called to him. The voice seemed distant yet persistent. And so the old man gently lifted himself from his willow rocking chair and followed the soothing sound. He wandered through the cobblestone streets of the village, his mahogany cane tapping a gentle rhythm against the worn stones. His round spectacles sat perched upon his nose, catching glints of the fading sunlight. And as he continued to follow the mysterious whisper, he noticed it grew stronger as he neared the village bookshop, a place he had passed countless times but never entered. He pushed open the heavy wooden door, and the brass bell above sang a sweet, clear note as he slowly made his way inside. The bookshop was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Filled with the sacred silence that only comes from thousands of sleeping stories. He was about to turn around and leave, for the whispers could no longer be heard. But as soon as he placed his weathered hand upon the door handle, he heard his name whispered once more. He followed the sound deeper into the store, past towering shelves that stretched toward shadowed ceilings. The voice whispered for him to sit and rest. And there, tucked away in the very back corner, sat an old cushioned chair of faded beige. He slowly lowered himself into its embrace, sinking into cushions that seemed to remember every soul who had ever sought comfort there. As he moved his legs back to rest more comfortably, he heard his heel tap against something solid. Reaching down behind his heel, he pulled forth a heavy book from beneath the chair. The leather binding was unmarked and weathered by time, its surface smooth as river stones. He searched the spine for an author's name, for a title, but found none. Only the gentle patina of age and countless gentle touches. Slowly, reverently, he opened the book and found a dedication written in elegant script. To the reader, may your wildest dreams come true. He read the words aloud, his voice barely above a whisper, as he traced each letter with his fingertip. And as he turned to the next page, he witnessed something most peculiar. Letters in shimmering gold began to appear one by one, as if being written by an invisible hand, before fading to deep black ink. They spoke of a young boy born to a blacksmith and a seamstress in a small coastal town. A boy who loved to run barefoot against the wind on the shores of Kent, his laughter carried away by the salt air. The words told of how he served his country with honor in wartime, how he fell deeply in love and married at 20, how he became a gentle sheepherder and a patient orchardist who knew the secret language of growing things. He read each line, word by word, as it materialized before his eyes like memories being born. His heart began to race as recognition dawned, for this was not just any story. This was his story. His life, written in golden light. Taken aback by this impossible revelation, his weathered fingers trembled just enough that the book slipped from his grasp and fell to the floor with a gentle thud. The pages fluttered like the wings of startled birds. You know that sound, the whisper of paper against paper. It cannot be, he murmured softly, his voice filled with wonder and disbelief. The whispering of his name began again, and the book upon the floor began to glow with an inner light. The pages stood upright in the air, still bound to the spine, and golden mist rose from them like incense. He heard his name again, Oliver. And then again, more clearly, we're waiting for you, Oliver. A hand reached forth from the luminous pages, translucent and beautiful, beckoning to him with infinite gentleness. The old man, Oliver, wasn't afraid, but rather filled with a bewildered wonder. Even so, he extended his own weathered hand and took the ethereal one that called to him. What happened next, no one would believe. The atmosphere around him felt as though it was melting like honey in sunlight. The familiar bookshop, with its comforting scent of aged paper and leather, began to fade into whispers of memory. He felt the real world becoming distant, muted, like a song heard from far away. But what he saw before his eyes as he crossed into the new realm was far more beautiful than anything he had ever witnessed in his entire life. As Oliver's fingers intertwined with the ethereal hand, he felt himself being drawn forward, not walking, but floating, as if carried by the gentlest of currents. The golden mist that had risen from the book's pages now surrounded him completely, warm and welcoming, like being wrapped in the softest silk spun from starlight itself. When the mist finally cleared, Oliver found himself standing in a meadow unlike any he had ever imagined. The grass beneath his feet shimmered with an inner light, each blade catching and reflecting colors that had no earthly names. Above him, the sky painted itself in hues of lavender and gold, with clouds that moved like slow dancers across the infinite heavens. "Welcome home, Oliver," came the voice again. And this time, he could see who had been calling to him. A woman approached, moving with the grace of flowing water. Her hair was silver like captured moonbeam, and her eyes held the wisdom of centuries. She wore robes that seemed to be woven from starlight itself, shifting and shimmering with each gentle step. "I don't understand," Oliver whispered, his voice carrying further than it should have in this strange, beautiful place. "You've been reading stories your whole life," she said, her smile as warm as summer sunshine breaking through morning clouds. "But you never knew that all along, the stories were reading you. Every book you've ever loved, every tale that made your heart race or brought tears to your eyes, they were all preparing you for this moment." As she spoke, the meadow around them began to come alive with wonders beyond imagination. Creatures emerged from behind flowering trees that bore fruit of pure light. A magnificent stag with antlers that sparkled like crystal stepped forward, bowing its noble head to Oliver in greeting. Butterflies with wings of living rainbow fluttered around him, their gentle touch like whispered blessings upon his skin. "This is the realm where all stories are born," the woman continued, gesturing to the wonders surrounding them with hands that seemed to hold starlight. "And you, dear Oliver, are not just a reader of stories. You are a keeper of them. Every tale you've cherished, every character you've loved, every adventure you've dreamed of, they all live here, waiting for you." Oliver felt tears of pure joy streaming down his cheeks as he realized that his mahogany cane had transformed into a staff of polished silver, crowned with a crystal that streamed gentle white light. His weathered hands, still beautiful in their age, now glowed with the same inner radiance as everything around him. "But how?" he asked, his voice filled with childlike wonder. "Because, my dear friend, every true lover of stories eventually finds their way home. And your story, Oliver, your real story, is just beginning. And in that magical realm where all stories are born, Oliver finally understood that he had never been just a reader of tales. He had been a guardian of dreams, a keeper of wonder. And now, at last, he was home, and his newest adventure was just beginning." If you enjoyed this sleep story and you'd like to hear what happens next to Oliver, let us know in the comments. And if you feel so inclined, please like the episode. Thank you so much for joining us for tonight's sleep story. Rest well, and we'll see you next time.